My store is called Championship Vinyl. Turn it off!
I can't fire them. I hired these guys for 3 days a week, and they just started showing up every day. That was 4 years ago.
Rob Gordon has a successful business and a dedicated following.
I used to go to the double door to hear you spin. You were unbelievable.
But when it comes to dating...
Hi.
Hi. This is Penny Hardwick.
Hi, Caroline.
He's still searching for the right woman.
What's your name?
Laura!
Now his search may have ended.
She does this thing in bed when she can't get to sleep. She kind of half moans and then rubs her feet together an equal number of times.
But his problems just started.
I like you with Laura. I don't think much of this Ian guy.
What Ian guy?
You gotta be kidding me.
Touchstone Pictures presents...
How's Ian? He's growing on me. He looks like he could grow on something.
John Cusack, Jack Black, Lisa Bonet, Joan Cusack, Eben Yila, and Lily Taylor.
Obviously, I know how special Laura is. I would hate it if I lost her. You know what I'm saying, Angie?
Get your patchouli stick out of my store!
Think about it, Rob. Okay?
High Fidelity.
I'm looking for a record for my daughter. I just called to say I love you.
Do we look like the kind of store that sells I just called to say I love you? Go to the mall.
What's your problem?
Do you even know your daughter? There's no way she likes that song. Is she in a coma?
Gaga's very own John Cusack has acted in more than 80 movies over the past 35 years. With such hits as 16 Candles, Being John Malkovich, Gross Point Blank, Serendipity, The Sure Thing, High Fidelity, Better Off Dead, and few would argue any of his roles are as iconic and as unforgettable as Lloyd Dobler from Say Anything. Now, I spent 11 years myself in the music industry working for companies like Sam Goody, Musicland, and Coconuts. So I connect best to High Fidelity, which you can screen with John Cusack himself, followed by a live conversation. It's all happening at the Genesee Theater on Sunday, February 10th at 6 p.m. And John Cusack is joining us tonight. Welcome in, John.
How you doing?
I am fabulous, man. I'm very excited that that you're doing this at the Genesee. And I know you've been touring around the country with several of your movies. It must be pretty cool to reconnect with audiences on some of these classics.
Yeah, it's been fun because, you know... I haven't really seen the films since, you know, they came out and you were promoting them. I haven't really seen the films in front of a packed house, and, you know, the theaters they're choosing are really kind of terrific theaters with great sound systems and big halls, so it's fun to see the places rocking, and it's very flattering and humbling to know that you did something a long time ago, even if it's 10 years ago or 8 years ago or 20 years ago, that people are still enjoying, so... It's been really fun, and then the Q&As have been kind of rowdy and fun.
It's good. I like that. Well, let's say High Fidelity came out 20 years ago, and at that time you were nominated for 2 Golden Globes for the screenplay and the role of Rob Gordon. The story was first a British novel. How did you originally connect to the book for development?
Well, I was very lucky because I had a good relationship with a guy who ran a few studios named Joe Roth. He used to be over at Fox, and then he went over to Disney, and it was a different kind of era. So it was an era where one guy kind of ran the studios, and they weren't necessarily subsidiaries of a much larger corporation. So mm-hmm. It really was like whoever the guy who ran the woman or the man who ran the studio, it was really their taste. So he would have, you know, make 30 films a year, and 25 of them were designed to make money, and then 7 or 8 or 9 of them he just gave to artists that he liked and really supported them, and I was lucky enough to make Gross Point Blank and High Fidelity with him. So I don't know if guys like him and that, the movie business has changed a lot. I don't know if we would be able to make those movies today.
Yeah, I know. I've heard you talk about why you and so many other actors make different types of movies. You said sometimes you do movies for money, sometimes you do them for art, and sometimes you do movies for money to pay for the movies you do for art. I think that's very true in this industry, but it's a little tougher these days to do that.
Yeah, it's a lot tougher. It used to be sort of, you know, and also that this might be a function of age and when you're younger and, you know, you sort of come in and out of Vogue and stuff where you have a little bit more leverage. But, yeah, it used to be that you'd sort of do one for them and you could do one for you.
Right.
You do 15 for them and none for you.
Yeah, right, right. Exactly right, exactly right. You know, I remember first when the movie came out, and I remember going to the theater, and I went with a bunch of people I worked with. I was a store manager, but I was also a district manager in a larger corporation, some of these record stores. But I got to tell you, for me, who spent the early part of his career in the music business, I always felt like you totally nailed those characters. I mean, I felt like I was watching like my life when I was 18, 19 years old working in a record store.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing that I thought was so great about the book was that it was set in Britain, but I knew these guys from Chicago and Evanston. So, and I hung out in the record stores after school all the time.
Sure.
The difference was, you know, you took the British accents away and put it in America, and we were more obsessed with the British punk new wave, and mm-hmm. more obsessed with old kind of R&B and soul, you know, like the Muscle Shoals sound. They were just more obsessed with the American music, and we were more obsessed with, what David Bowie was doing, or the Jam, or the Clash, or any of that stuff. But beyond that, it was the same guys.
Well, it's funny because music, obviously, especially for this movie, it plays such a pivotal role. And I have to imagine it was a grueling process to figure out, okay, I've only got 2-3 dozen songs that I could feature at some point in and out of scenes. What are those songs going to be that really reflect what the story we're trying to tell here?
Well, that was, in a way, picking them was the easiest part. Because, you know, you have ideas in your head, but then until you put the music to the scene, you really never know how it's going to work out until you actually do it. So we had all the, you know, we had a collection of the greatest songs in history to choose from. Now, the real problem was is getting the rights to them.
And, right.
And we had the best friend a filmmaker could ever have in Joe Roth, and Kathy Nelson, who ran the music department there, was a wizard. So, I mean, we picked the best songs in the world, and somehow she got the rights to them. I mean, we, you know, as producers, I worked really hard, you know, writing letters and, you know, trying to get the artists, screen the movie for the artists and get them to say okay, and then call the record companies and kind of beg, you know, and cajole them to do it. But, it would never have happened without the support of Joe and Kathy over at that studio. So, the real story is, you know, we were just lucky to, I was lucky to be making films at a time when filmmakers had real, real support from great studios. And that's, you know, that's obviously changed quite a bit.
But this storyline and this movie, and that's why I'm glad you're doing it here in Chicago land for this screening, is, you know, it feels Chicago. And I think that's what I love, especially about your movies, too, because Chicago is always a central part of the storyline. And I think Wicker Park was where you filmed a lot of this for the movie, right?
Yeah, Wicker Park, Bucktown, Southside, all over.
Well, again, there's a very cool opportunity to screen High Fidelity on the big screen once again along with John and a live conversation afterwards at the Genesee Theater, Sunday, February 10th at 6. And for tickets, including a VIP package, visit GenesseeTheater.com. John, thanks for hanging out. We'll see you in early February.
All right. Look forward to it, man. Thanks for your time.
All right. Thanks, John. All right. It's 720 WGN.